It's Sunday, the 14th of March, and it's just after 10 a.m. Actually, I think it's nearer 10:30. Long lie in bed. Actually, slept for 11 hours in bed by 9:30 last night. Slept right through till 8:30 this morning. Great sleep. Oh, you remember, may remember, or have heard my boo from yesterday, where I was sitting in sunshine at the front of the house in a half-sleeve shirt, enjoying a cold cider. Well, this morning I'm hiding round the corner of the house, below the soffit, out of this miserable, terrible morning, driving, wind and rain. The garden sodden from the rain during the night. What a transformation of weather. I suppose the good news is it isn't really that cold. I suppose if you stood in that cold wind, or that slightly cold wind, there would be a chill factor. Have another sip of tea. Good morning to have a lie in bed. Feel refreshed this morning. And yeah, two early rises in a row. And then the 11 hour sleep makes all the difference. Catch up time for the body and the brain. In my case, I'll just say the mind. You know, the funny thing about these car boots is when you're selling at them, you know, you're unaware, really, or unconscious of the fact that you are being watched, and you're being put in the spotlight. I mean, that may sound daft, but when you consider that you have so many people around your tables and they're all watching you, seeing what you've got, listening to what you're saying to others, listening to what your prices are like, you really are being focused upon. You may think you're being clever and you're actually watching those who are at the other side of the tables, because I know we do that all through the day. We talk about, in a bad way, we talk about the people at the other side of the table, but we're not really aware of the fact that they're also doing the same to you, only you're outnumbered. But it's amazing the number of people that just want to chat. They buy some, fine. So many people come up, and so many nice people, and all they want to do is just have a wee blether, talk about anything at all. Sometimes they're there for 10 minutes. And it's really nice, because you feel like Well, I've been involved in some really nice conversations throughout the day. I may hear things that my wife doesn't hear, and vice versa, and we'll talk about it later. It's amazing what people tell you too, things about their personal life. Maybe we've just got two of those faces that look like troubles could be shared with. People are so nice at times. Really, they're really good to be part of that. Unfortunately, as you hear, I ain't going to be part of that today. R&R day today. Just going to time it right, hopefully, between these strong gusts to get back to the back door. Or maybe I should just brave it out, huh?